It's been nearly a month now since the Obama administration announced a new deportation policy. That policy suspends the deportation of undocumented immigrants who do not pose a threat to public safety. The new rules have given hope to many immigrants. But as Amy Isaacson reports from San Diego, it's also caused confusion.
Juan, who asked us not to use his real name, came to San Diego from Mexico illegally 24 years ago.
I was 16 and a half.
He'd quit school in Mexico. His family sent him to the U.S. with one of his brothers.
So really, I've never felt that it was my decision to come up here.
Juan tells his story sitting on the couch in his living room. His house is immaculate. So is he. Juan says when he got to San Diego, he washed dishes and went to high school. He learned English and became a statewide track star. Universities like UCLA courted him with scholarships.
My goal was always to become a coach and a bilingual math teacher. And it never happened.
While Juan had the ability, he didn't have the legal status to go to college. 25 years later, Juan is managing an upscale restaurant and raising a family. At the beginning of this year, Juan was detained at a major Border Patrol checkpoint on Interstate 5. Juan doesn't have a criminal record, but the government began the process of deporting him. Immigration attorney Ginger Jacobs says she sees these kinds of cases all the time.
Folks who, a few years ago, never would have been placed into proceedings. No criminal record, who are currently being placed into proceedings.
She says the potentially good news for Juan is that it appears his case is just the kind that the federal government will put on hold. During the last 2 years, President Obama has repeatedly said he was after undocumented immigrants who'd committed crimes, the worst of the worst, he called them. Yet, on Obama's watch, the federal government has deported a record 800,000 people. Last year, more than half of those deported either had no criminal record or had committed a misdemeanor or traffic violation. The White House says the new deportation policy's goal is to target more serious criminals. But immigration attorneys say their phones are ringing off the hook with confused clients. Jacob says some ask if they should turn themselves in. Some say they want to apply for the new amnesty law.
This is an extra constitutional act. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Mark Krikorian directs the Center for Immigration Studies. That's a Washington think tank that favors tighter immigration controls. He says if President Obama wanted to stay these deportations, he should have gone through Congress to make a new law. Instead, he did an end run around Congress because he failed to get it to move on immigration reform.
It's a bridge amnesty, like a bridge loan, to legalize them long enough until the pro-amnesty people can prevail in Congress.
Legal analysts say the new deportation policy is not amnesty. Arthi Kohli is the director of immigration policy at UC Berkeley's Bolt Law School. She says the policy has the potential to affect only a small minority of the undocumented immigrants in the U.S.
We're talking 300,000 people, not the estimated 11 million that are in the country. You don't actually get legalized. You just don't get deported.
At any time, the federal government can reopen the deportation cases it stays. Federal officials would not answer questions on tape about the review process. An official with the Department of Homeland Security says they've convened a team of 20 lawyers to determine how the process will proceed. The official would not say when the first case would be put on hold. Meanwhile, Juan says he's only heard snippets about the policy. He says he used to spend hours poring over everything he could about immigration reform, the DREAM Act, Obama's campaign promises.
And at the end, everything went back to the same good old nothing. So lately, I've just been like, you know what? I'd rather sit with my little baby girl and read a book with her.
Juan prays that immigration laws will change. He still dreams of going to a U.S. college, teaching bilingual math, and coaching track. For The World, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.